welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 102, putting my back into it. This podcast is here to keep people who know me, Andrew Woolner, up to date about what is going on for me artistically and otherwise. So, if you know me, welcome, welcome. If you don't know me, who are you? I guess you can be here and listen. So if you are just joining now, if this is your first update, you might want to check out updates 1, 2, 52, and 98. Those are going to bring you up to date on what I've been doing with my life over the last 20 some odd years. I'd stick with those and advise against binging the whole thing. I didn't record these to be listened to sequentially. Yeah. So this is just a quick midweek update, trying to get back up to the number of updates I should be at. I wanted to do a music episode today. Last week, I uploaded my song, well, 2 minutes of it, because that's all I could do, to Suno. It's called, one of my songs, it's called 40 Years. It's a recording I made ages ago, probably judging by the fact that it's definitely pre-2016, because I'm using a different audio software format than what I use now to record these and anything I've recorded recently. Anyway, yeah, I uploaded it because that's something you can do, and then it can make a cover of you singing. And I thought I could play you that sort of original and cringe a little bit, and you can all cringe with me, because I have to admit, I am not like a brilliant musician. It sounds okay if you're drunk at a party kind of musician. You might be like, oh yeah, he could play, but it's only because you are inebriated that you think so. Anyway, so I've uploaded that, and I've been trying to get the algorithm to make a version that I'm satisfied with, but after more than 40 iterations, it has not produced anything worth sharing with you. It's this weird thing where it's kind of like, I don't know if you've played around with like AI art generators, but it just doesn't make things. It'll make something that's close to what you want, but you'll want to tweak it, but you can't tweak it without like remaking the whole thing and like losing the bits that you liked. If you played around at all with sort of AI generated art, I think you kind of probably know what I'm talking about. I think if you go in and you have like no idea what you want, then it might work. I've used the software to generate just some sort of generic sounding music, just so I could use something generic that wasn't a track, wasn't like a stock track. So there's all these royalty free music tracks you can, if you're on YouTube, you can download. Even if you're not on YouTube, you can download from the YouTube audio library, and basically they have a license that you can use it in any way you want, a lot of these songs. And the problem is that you pick something you think you like, and then you realize, you know, a few weeks, months, years later, that track is really popular, and it's used in the background of so many YouTube videos. And so something you thought sounded kind of cool sounded really generic. Actually, the intro music for this podcast is out of the YouTube audio library. And I don't think I've heard this one anywhere else, but who knows, I probably will at some point. And that's happened to me before, where I picked a piece of music for something and then realized it's everywhere. So using that algorithmic generator to generate some sort of generic music for something is, I think it's fine. It works fine, because like, I don't know exactly what I want. I'll just put in like a genre and maybe some instrumentation, and it'll create something, and then I can use that sort of as background music. I have actually used that for Nerd Night, generating background music, because I need something that can go on the live stream that won't trigger the copyright police. But also, I don't want to use, I was using, you know, stuff from YouTube audio library for a long time, but it took a long time to go through and sort of pick stuff out. And yeah, there's always a chance that something could be like super, super familiar to people, because they watch videos that I don't actually watch a lot of YouTube videos that have music in the background. I guess I do. I watch a few, but I think I watch much less YouTube than a lot of other people. And So the idea that something that could be playing in the background during one of my shows is something they've heard on YouTube just kind of puts me off. So at least I know, as mediocre as the stuff I'm generating using Suno is, that at least no one was going to have heard it before. So anyway, coming back around to this, I've used it to generate a song for Nerd Night, for like also the intro, just so, like, you know, a little song that I think I've played it in a previous update that sort of makes jokes about, you know, the speakers and about the people, the volunteers. And that's kind of fun, and it's not too serious. And it still took me 20 something iterations to get it to the point where it wasn't messing up really, really key parts. And also, you'd think I was a bad songwriter because, for instance, with this song, 40 Years, there's one part where about 40% of the time, the AI just doesn't sing it properly. Like, it starts singing like something. It's the same verse as all the other verses, same verse structure, but the AI sings it like it's a bridge or something, even though, you know, I've got it clearly labeled as verse. There are only verses in the song. It's four verses. And it also does things that you can't fix easily. Like, so one of the lines is, I guess we could blame Einstein, but we might as well blame Marilyn Monroe. And again, 40% of the time, the AI says Einstein, which no English speaker says unless they're a prick, basically. Unless they're a prick who, you know, who wants to show off how great their German pronunciation is. But the fact is, you know, yes, Einstein may have been the guy's name, but the way it's said in North American English is Einstein. So the fact that there's no way to correct that, you just have to kind of roll the dice every time you generate a new version of the song. That's one thing. I could even live with that if the rest of the song was okay. But like today, for instance, I got really close and then the algorithm arbitrarily chopped off the last verse. Actually, it ended like mid word. So I hit the time limit. And that was because I added a few instrumental solos. But, you know, again, if you're actually an artificial intelligence, you should be smart enough to go, well, I think the lyrics are probably more important than the instrumental solos. And maybe we could shorten those and not chop off the last friggin' verse. So that's the thing. That's what's going on with that. And this is not high stakes. I might just use it for fun stuff because it's really frustrating. I've tried it with three recently, just since the last time I recorded one of these. I've tried it with three different songs, and each one I just hit a dead end after a while, and I never actually generate anything that I really like. And I've tried it with songs where I also just write lyrics. Oh, and so what I wanted to say is that you'd think that I couldn't write lyrics because the way it's screwing up these lines. So I think if I hadn't actually written the music for this song and played it and sung it myself and know that you can sing the line, well, I guess we should blame Einstein, but we might as well blame Marilyn Monroe, and have like the emphasis on the right, on, you know, the right words. And then it doesn't have to be sung, I guess we could blame, I don't know. I don't know what it's doing. I can't even reproduce it. It's so weird the way it breaks up that one verse. And it's just that one verse. Yeah. So anyway, that's why you're not listening to a musical update right now. So let me just get into the actual updates. And the big one is a life update. So after rehearsal last week, actually before I recorded, I think before I recorded last week's update, I was having a bit of a backache. So, you know, it sometimes happens. I get a bit of a backache sort of in my, on the left side, where the muscle that I guess goes down to the hip or something like that. That's what it feels like anyway. And so I had a bit of that on Wednesday, and I was, I guess on Wednesday, it was just a twinge, and I was like, "What did I do? I don't think I did anything." And then I woke up Thursday, and it was much more painful, but not like, you know, in the realm of, oh, I pulled something. And then Friday it was worse, and so Saturday I went to my doctor. And he examined it because I was worried. I mean, is this kidney stones? It didn't feel painful enough to be kidney stones, and it wasn't moving. So I was like, probably not kidney stones, but like, have I slipped a disc? Is this like, have I got some kind of degenerative issue? But he examined me and he said, it's just like a very deep, I pulled a very deep muscle or something like that. I can't remember the exact words. And so anyway, he's given me a bunch of painkillers, which actually I need to take right now. In a minute when I'm done recording this. He's given me a bunch of painkillers and I take a muscle relaxant at night, which seems to be helping a little bit. Although, yeah, the last couple of days, Saturday and Sunday, I did a lot of standing and walking. And that was, by the end of the day, my back was quite sore. And it tends to get better overnight and then start aching again in the morning. I guess when the muscle relaxant wears off. So, anyway, yeah, I got my first real backache. This is the first time I've had to like be prescribed painkillers, non-opiates, by the way. This is the first time I've been prescribed painkillers and muscle relaxants for a back thing. I hope this does not become a regular event. I hope this was just a fluke. But yeah, it's going to make rehearsal this week interesting because one of the things I do when I get there is, aside from sweeping the floor, as soon as a second person gets there, I start bringing the equipment down from the booth onto the rehearsal floor so that we can set up the machine to run the Skype window for Marco, who's coming in from Paris, and eventually Miku, who's coming in from somewhere in Tokyo, and also the lighting equipment and blah, 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 blah. And now with my shoulder, I can't really like lifting my arm above my head. And then with my back, I don't want to be on the top side lowering things down. So now it's funny. I got to wait till the other people get there and sort of make them do it, I think. But, oh, an update on my shoulder. I don't know if I complained about this, but my shoulder's been sort of getting worse and worse over time. I did, on Friday, I had an MRI, my first MRI too, and they scanned my shoulder. And, yeah, that was an interesting experience in and of itself. But I won't go into big detail on that. But my doctor, it's funny, I went in on Saturday and he thought I was coming in to get the update on my shoulder to see what the imaging lab had said. But it was actually because of my back. But he did tell me that there's some degenerative damage to my shoulder, but that there's nothing, and there's something that's irritated right now. But he basically just said, oh, you should do some like physical therapy exercises, but not, of course, sending me to a physical therapist or referring me or anything like that. Now I've just got to figure that out on my own. he's like saying, oh, that's not my department. Very much is, I think, his department, or at least his department, to refer me to someone whose department that is. Does that make any sense? I think so. I think that makes some sense. Yeah. Anyway, so that's what's happened since the last update. Bunch of back and shoulder crap. I'm not actually noticing the shoulder pain that much right now because the back pain is high enough that it kind of just blots out the shoulder pain, which is most of the time just kind of there. It's not that sharp unless I really aggravate it. So anyway, that's that update. Let's get on to the art stuff because that's what you're here for, ostensibly, all zero of you. YTG interference project. No, I mean, the last time I updated you, we just finished the rehearsals for the week. We have rehearsals tomorrow. I am recruiting new members. And actually, just before I recorded this, I got a hit. Someone contacted me who actually contacted me before and said that her schedule didn't match up. She couldn't do weekdays, but now it seems that she maybe can free up one weekday to work with us. So that'll be good because we really need more bodies in the room. We just need more brains, more bodies. Because I'm just thinking as we get down to it, there's so few of us. And also we've got the two kids running around the room, which means that fewer of us are actually free to try things. Yeah. Anxiety updates. The contracts, Davian accepted the contracts. He signed them. So now I just need to figure out how to get the money here from the US without it being held hostage by PayPal. So maybe I'll have an update for you on that by the end of the week. Nerd Night, no updates on that. Next event is February 21st. You should check that out if you can, either online or come to the event. So I just realized I've been recording this whole thing without a pop filter. Just a sec. Put that into place. Hopefully there haven't been too many plosives in your ear. If there have been, I apologize, but I'm not re-recording this. Nerd Night, NERDNITE.com. If you want to check that out, it's free. If you want to join online, it is free. There's an optional donation to support YTG, but you can watch it for free online. And it's only 1,000 yen if you want to come in person to Ryozan Park Lounge in Sugamo. Photography updates. I took some Mochizuki photos a couple of weeks ago. Those are done, and I will make a selection of those and send those out to those of you on the mailing list. So if you're not on the mailing list, join the mailing list. Yesterday project, no updates. Still need to create the budget and Trello board for that. No updates on sustainability project, and I don't think I have any other updates. So I think I'm just going to end that there. There should be another update for you guys near the end of the week. So yeah, have a great beginning of the week. Have a great Monday. Those of you in North America, you'll probably just be starting this as you hear this. I really do feel strange speaking. If you're listening to this, please send me an email or a Facebook message just so I know somebody is out there. Because this is a different project if I'm broadcasting to myself than if I'm broadcasting to people. It becomes a different project. And I might change the way I approach it. If this is actually sort of for myself and for archival journalistic purposes, as opposed to keeping people I know in the loop. Yeah? Okay. Anyway, have a great week, and I'll talk to you near the end of it. Andrew out.